Disability. Government spokesperson Isaac Mwaura has promised to lobby for passing of the disability bill, which is before the parliament, to propagate better welfare of people with disabilities. The bill, if enacted into law, Mwaura said, will see parents of children with disabilities exempted from paying income taxes. He observed that parents are overburdened by the needs and special care their disabled children require, thus the need to be exempted from pay tax. Speaking on Friday at Mariranjas Hospital of Maranga, where he led distribution of assistive devices to scores of persons with disabilities, Mwaura remarked that the bill has overstayed in the parliament, adding he will lobby to ensure it sails through and be assented into law. We have a bill in parliament which advocates for the welfare of persons with disabilities. Currently, those with disabilities are exempted from pay, but the bill proposes that parents of children with disabilities also be exempted from paying the income tax. It's unfortunate some parents are held back from taking care of their children with disabilities and also struggle to afford some items needed for their upkeep, stated Mwaura during a function that was organized by the spouse of Maranga Governor Mary Wambui Kangata. The spokesperson further said the government has set aside ₱100 million to support parents of children with developmental disability with some basic needs. Parents with children with autism, among other forms of disabilities who need extra care like diapers, are slated to benefit from the set-aside ₱100 million, he added. Mwaura promised to champion for the welfare of the people with disabilities so as to benefit greatly from various government services. He lauded Maranga County Government for establishing two model therapy centers to avail physiotherapy for children with disabilities. Speaking at the same occasion, Maranga Governor Arunga Kangata said the county has a high number of people with disabilities and thus a high need of assistive devices. He promised that his administration will be issuing assistive devices every year to those with disabilities so as to help them in their daily lives. We established a therapy center at Kawawa Hospital last year. Today we have launched another here at Mariranjas Hospital, and we will continue establishing the centers in every constituency so as to assist children and people with disabilities to access physiotherapy services, he added. Assessment of those with disabilities, Kangata said, will be taken to villages so as to relieve the disabled from traveling for long distances to be assessed. Director of Ahadi Trust Kenya's Stanley Kamau averred that his organization will continue to support persons with disabilities in the county. Dr. Kamau, who presented some assistive devices, asked the government to consider supporting parents of children with disabilities by including them in the cash transfer program. Parents with disabled children need to be included in the cash transfer program. They also need to be registered in the Social Health Insurance Fund for free. The parents suffer a lot as they are unable to look for employment since they are committed to look after their children, noted Kamau. During the occasion, assistive devices worth more than ₱1 million were issued to persons with disabilities drawn from various parts of the county.